Welcome, friends, to the Someone Gets Me podcast. I am your host, Diane Allen, and I am so delighted that you're here. This podcast was created because I believe there is a visionary leader inside each one of us who is waiting to be seen. In each episode of Someone Gets Me, you will hear useful tips from successful visionaries who will share their stories about how being seen has allowed them to take their vision out into the world with action. How to use the cycles of life for your benefit. Hi, I'm Diane Allen, and we're going to talk today about how to use the cycle of life in your benefit. And I want to look at the cycle of seasons as the hallmark or the foundation for this conversation. The seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall, keep going in cycles over and over. And I live in Florida, and so we don't have much winter here, and spring is fun, and summer is really hot, and we don't have much of a fall. It just kind of goes around. Some people say our cycle of seasons go through a whole day. I don't know. Anyway, let's start with winter. The winter season is a profound season. It's a season of going within and resting and getting ready for the year to come. So winter is very, very special. The hibernation of the bears, the trees go within and get their nourishment and everything that they need. So when spring comes, they can come forth with new life. So the winter season is very, very, very important. Even, you know, we have Lent in the winter season that brings light to the darkness. It's meant to be celebrated as a way to go deeper within our soul and our emotion of who we are as human beings, so that when we come forth in the spring, there is something even more amazing about what we bring to the world. And every winter, we go through that time. I used to dislike winters a lot because it wasn't very daylight and I didn't like the cold and all of those things when I was younger. And I always had a hard time until I realized the powerful significance and meaning of winter. Now I embrace winter, and in the winter season, I will hibernate a little more, I'll meditate a little bit more, journaling and doing all those things to really open up who I am spiritually and emotionally and fuel my system, so that as spring gets here, I can spring forth. So winter is the beginning of the cycle, and then we come slowly into the springtime. Now the springtime is when we plant the seeds for what we want to grow in the summer. And so if you want to plant seeds of apple seeds, don't look for oranges, right? You're going to get apples. So the same thing is true with our thinking. If I plant seeds in the spring of fear and pain and greed and shame and upset, then that is what I'm going to be reaping later on in the fall. If I plant seeds of kindness and compassion and love and generosity, that's what I'm going to be collecting in the fall. So I ask you, when you come to the spring of any part of your life, whether it's the actual spring season or maybe it's the cycle of something that you're working on or doing, what seeds are you planting? Like, really, your seeds come from your thinking. They come from what you're thinking about. So if I'm walking around and I'm not paying any attention, then what's going to happen is it's going to be random stuff. I'm going to have weeds. I'm going to have all different kinds of plants, and it may not be at all what I want to harvest. So I really want to be disciplined about what I'm thinking about, and I want to focus on it. So as I plant the seeds, I know what I'm doing. Spring is a powerful time, because as the seeds are planted, by the end of spring and coming into summer, what happens? They're germinating. They're coming forth. That's why everyone loves, you know, the spring flowers and the tulips and the this and the that, all of them. Everything comes to life. And that's how come you see, you know, the hibernating animals come out and all the changes happen. You know, like I live by a lake, and then here's the ducks and the little bunnies and then the birds, and there's a cardinal family out there, and you have the little babies and the eagles, all of them. It's the spring. We're bringing forth new life. So a spring season in your life could be a great idea you have as a visionary being brought forth. And so it's applies not only during the regular seasons of the year, but the seasons of a project we're doing. So I might have a great idea for a new thing, and that's the spring. And then the summer is when I'm what? Growing it. That's when it rains more, and that's when the sun nourishes the soil and nourishes the plant, and it grows and grows and grows. Corn grows, right, in the summer. Most of our crops grow in the summer because that's when the growing season is. The days are longer, and it is a very good environment for growth. So as you plant a seed as a visionary leader and you put it in the ground and then you start to grow it, you get to decide if you let weeds come in or not. You know what a weed is? A weed is like distraction, like looking all around instead of focusing on what you're doing, right? A weed is having planted something inadvertently. Like maybe I'm planting the seeds of creativity for a book, but next thing I know, I'm also planting seeds for distraction of different kinds. That can happen. Those are like weeds. So we can either choose to pull the weeds out when they're little or let them grow along. All kinds of things can happen. But the summer is the growing season. It's really kind of fascinating, right? Same thing happens as summer ends, right? And the growing seasons come into a halt and things start slowing down. What happens? Fall or autumn comes next, right? That's when we get the harvest. Now, my birthday is in November, so I've always loved Thanksgiving. I don't know if it's because my birthday's near it or not, but I've loved Thanksgiving. I love the harvest. I love the idea of reaping what we've sown over the years, over the year or years, right? What are we reaping? What are we bringing in? What's in that cornucopia of amazement of what I've planted in the spring, grew in the summer, and now I'm harvesting it in the fall. And that's a very powerful image when we think about what it is we're planting and what we're growing, what we're nurturing and feeding and growing, because that's what we're going to harvest by definition. That's how it works. And so the fall is a really amazing time to do that and is to harvest. So what are you harvesting? What is it that you want to have and what is it that you're getting, right? And then as the leaves change all their colors, the chlorophyll comes out of them. That's what makes them bright, because the chlorophyll comes out because the trees know that it's coming into rest in the winter time. And so the chlorophyll, the life force energy comes into the trees, the leaves fall and the trees look dormant, but they're really not. There's a heartbeat in there. They are within, they're in the winter. The winter season is so important because that's where we replenish our resources. That's where we allow ourselves to have stillness and quiet so that as humans we can decide what to plant in the next spring. That's where we get to heal and bring back together any part of us that was fragmented or maybe even tired from the busy growing season. And then we sit there for a while and allow ourselves to be. And that's hard for some people. The doers have a hard time with the being, but the being's important. And then as we start thawing out from winter, we're back to spring again. And then the thawing starts, and then pretty soon we're invited to plant new seeds so that new things can grow that we can nourish through the summer and the fall. Thus is the cycle of seasons. And so these cycles and the seasons of our life are, we're meant to live in this rhythm, in this circular rhythm. However, we in the Western world have a belief or a way we've been taught, I guess, that says, well, everything's linear. If I've been doing this behavior for 30 days, I should have this result. It's all linear. And that's not true. Our life is not meant to be linear. Our life is circular. There are cycles to it. There are seasons to it. We're meant to kind of have a rhythm that moves us forward in a circle, right? Like there's the cycle of the moon. We go from the full moon, it wanes down all the way to half moon, to crescent moon, to new moon, and then it waxes up and goes to half moon and then back to full moon again. And it keeps doing that. Same thing, cycles, seasons, things are important. We are meant as human beings and as mammals on Earth to live within the cycles of seasons. This is really important, especially if you have any grieving going on or any sadness going on, because a lot of people think that if you lose somebody or you have a big loss, some kind of sadness, some kind of grief, that, you know, you should be over it really quickly. You know, be strong and get over it. Well, that's not true. That's not how it works. We're taught erroneously to be strong and stoic. That's old news. Grieving takes a full cycle of seasons. So imagine I live in the United States. If, you know, somebody related to me dies, I would think I get, if I was working for somebody else, I would get maybe 3 days off to grieve that person, and then I'm supposed to be back to business as usual. Really? What about losing a pet? Like, I have a beautiful dog, and I know that when she decides that she's making her transition, I don't know that 3 days is going to do it. Takes a full cycle of seasons, everybody, a full cycle. That would be 1 year, roughly, right? We have to go through all the cycle because the loss, the grief, is in winter. That's a winter season, right? Loss. Then we have to go within and nurture and love and come inside and allow others to water the soil and keep us going. And then eventually we come out of that grief a little bit and we start planting seeds of hope, or we start planting seeds of I can go on, or seeds that start moving us forward. It doesn't mean that the winter never happened. It means we start to move into the spring, so that now there's a little bit of thawing out of the pain. A little bit of thawing out, a little bit of movement. We plant new seeds. And then the summer comes and it gets warmer and we can grow and things really start happening. But it doesn't mean the winter didn't happen. It means that now I'm growing the seeds I planted in the spring. And then we come back into the fall, and then we come back into the winter, and eventually we begin to live in the cycle of seasons. And with any major loss or major change that creates grief, because grief is a conflicting mass of emotion following any significant change of behavior. So we're dealing with COVID-19, and all of us have had a significant change in our behavior. So everyone is grieving by definition. And so I feel it. I feel the go within winter of it all. And then I kind of plant some seeds of hope and I grow some of those. And I know there'll be a harvest, and I know there's going to be another winter, because that's the cycle. And if I allow myself to live in the cycle and make friends with the flow of the universe and a flow of being a mammal, where our neurology and our biology and our emotions are all meant to live in these cycles, then I'm not pushing or trying to get life to do something it's not meant to do, and I'm not creating any more harm or discord or pain for myself. I think that's really important, at least for me. I'm hoping that you're hearing my message and that you're starting to look at your life not from a linear perspective so much, but from a circular perspective. And as a visionary leader, which I am, and I'm thinking you probably are too, our visionary leader part means we use our intuition and we use our higher guidance and we use our emotions and we use our mind in concert together. It's not one or the other. I know some intuitive people who are like, well, intuition's all there is. And some linear smart overthinkers, if that's all it is, intuition's bunk. Well, both of them are a little bit off base. The answer is yes. Yes, and intuition is vitally important to be connected to your higher self, your deeper inner self that's higher in vibration. So it sounds kind of funny. And to be connected to all of who you are. That's what matters more than anything in the world, is that we're connected and we learn how to use what we've learned as a human being to move us and humankind into a greater place of harmony and peace and goodness, right? So that means your personal development, your professional development, all of it. It's meant to move us forward. It's so, so important. So it's extremely valuable to see things in the cycle of seasons. So it even applies to a really good idea. You're a visionary leader. You have a vision, an idea. I have ideas all the time. I had an idea 2 days ago for another book. Now I have 7 books out now, and I have a couple of them really small. I don't really call them books. Other people do. And I have some longer ones out, and I have one in process. And then I got this whole another idea. I was just walking down the hall in my house, and next thing I know, I'm writing this whole outline. It was a great, inspired, insightful, intuitive idea. That's the seed being planted. Then the next step is to love it, right? Let it incubate, Pay attention to it. Play with the ideas a little bit. Let it massage within my being. How come it came through? What do I have to say about those things? In what manner am I going to share this information? How is it all going to come together? And that stays within me for a while. That's the beginning of the seed, right? And then pretty soon it takes root. Seeds always take root before they sprout up, right? Takes root. And then pretty soon we see the little sprout. I might open a Word document, or I might start typing, or I'm telling you guys about it. So that's beginning to take root, right? Then pretty soon during the summer season, I'm growing it. Now my summer season of growing this idea that was inspired may or may not be in the summertime, you know, as in the season outside of my house. It could be anything, but the summer is the growing time. And then the autumn time, the fall time, will be the cornucopia time. It will be the harvesting of the work that was done. Now that could take a year, which is, you know, in linear time, which is different than the seasonal time, which could be whatever amount of time it takes to grow it. So the cycles don't necessarily go with linear time. However, when we pay attention to the linear time and the seasons within the linear time, we start to realize that if nature is operating perfectly and nature is always right on time, if we started to just live within the harmony of those seasons, we'd be having a whole lot more fun, I think. Just saying. Anyway, that is really important. I digress, sorry. And eclipses are important. And leap years are important, right? And all of the different changes in things, because the seasons and nature are always so powerful and so amazing. And we as humans get to live in this cycle. We didn't create the cycle. Now, I don't know any human smart enough really to have created the cycle. We didn't create it. We get to live within it. And once we allow ourselves to live in this flow and realize that's how it works, your life becomes way more manageable, and it's actually quite fun. Like, I love it when I know a seed gets planted. Like, okay, I think I'm gonna start doing this, and I plant the seed. I love to nurture the seeds and see what happens. I also notice that my brain plants a bunch of weeds. Does. It plants weeds of distraction and looking over here and let's do that and what about this and all of that and not focusing and disharmony and extra seeds too close to each other. It'll try to do all those things. All of our brains will. So it's so important to start saying, well, no, we're planting the seeds with a rhythm and a method, because life is not linear and we're working within the cycles of the seasons. And as a visionary, it's important to honor that cycle. The cycle is always going and it's always perfectly rhythmic. So I know as I plant a seed that then I will be growing it and then I harvest it. It doesn't go the other way around. In this world where we have such intense difficulty with delayed gratification, it's like I want to plant the seed and go in there and pull the roots out and pull the stem up and have it done in a day. You know, no, that's not how it works. It takes a process. It's an inner cycling and an inner way for the seed to start to come forth. And then the roots go down first, and then the stem comes up, and then the beauty of the flowers, and then the more growth, right? It takes a while for it all to happen. So we want to employ patience and love and kindness to our action and nurture our seeds like we would a little baby, like a little seed, right? It's so important to live like this and to really start to slow down and honor what's going on. I think a lot of the dis-ease, I think a lot of the challenges in the world, a lot of the anger and the depression and the anxiety is trying to go, is when humans think that they're above Mother Nature and think they can just be a machine. Work. I used to do that years ago. I used to think all I had to do was work all the time. But I can't work all the time, nor am I going to work all the time. So it's so important, I don't know how to stress it anymore, that we learn how to live in the cycle of the seasons. And that we learn that the river is flowing down. So let ourselves have enthusiasm for them. I get excited now when it's winter and it's rest time to see what great thing is going to happen in the spring while I'm enjoying the rest. I get excited to see the new seeds coming forward and wondering how they're going to grow and how that's going to work. And I love living in the summer and the long days of working and creating and bringing into a fuller expression what was in that seed. And I love the harvest and enjoy bringing into the world and bringing in and harvesting and putting together all of the greatness of the things that grew in the summer. And it's so rewarding then to rest in the winter. It's like a long Sabbath, you know, like we have one day of rest during the week, or we're supposed to, right? I think we should rest after every period of work, because every period of work is a cycle. And if we follow the cycles, there's always a period of rest. It's not go, 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 go. It's not multitask, multitask, multitask forever. No, it's more about honoring the process and understanding that there is one, there is a process, and that we get to live within the process, not exempt from the process. So your happiness in all of this, and how you're going to be a profitable visionary, and how you're going to feel successful from the inside out as a visionary, your happiness is not predicated on what's outside of you. We are taught that our happiness is predicated by what's outside of us. What we have, what we own, who we know, all of those. It's not. Our happiness is predicated on our alignment within. Our happiness is predicated on, if I'm planting seeds of goodness, that I nurture and love those seeds and grow them and then harvest the goodness and then keep going. It's predicated on paying attention to the fact that we are, in fact, reaping what we're sowing. We are, in fact, here to be aligned on the inside, our soul, our heart, and our mind, all of us lined up, so that what our gut says, our soul says, and what our heart says, and what our mind says lines up. So again, you can't plant an apple seed and expect to get oranges. It's not how it works. And that's what people are doing when they're not lined up. When their head says one thing, their heart says something else, their soul says something else, they're planting apple seeds expecting that they will have something like oranges and parsley, but they were apple seeds. Like, hello. So it's an alignment that really matters. You want to plant what you really want to reap. You want to know that there will be weeds, and how are you going to handle the weeds? And you're going to honor the rest. That's how visionaries do it. And that's how I am hoping that this video is helping you see a way to do things without being the machine. Because our culture has burned us out on being the machine. For some people, the average length of time in their work is like 2 years, because it's just push, 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 go until we drop dead, literally, or burn out to the point where suicide is an option, or sickness happens. It's really time we stopped. It's time we stopped. So maybe some of the benefit of this self stay at home quarantine thing is that people can learn how to stop and go within. Now, I also think people are going to have trouble with anxiety and depression because they've never learned how to stop and go within, because our society for generations and generations has been all about pushing and going and going and going. There is nothing noble about pushing yourself to the point of sickness. That's not noble. There's nothing noble about creating disharmony and dysregulation in your nervous system because you just have to get it done. Nothing noble about it at all. I used to think it was noble. It's not. It's not. So those are my thoughts on life as a cycle of seasons and how we can use the cycles for our benefit and for the benefit of everyone around us. As visionary leaders, it's so important to lead from a place of honoring the cycles of life, knowing that we're part of the cycles. We are not exempt from the cycle.
Thank you for listening. I trust you gained some valuable inspiration and information. Please join me and other visionaries in the Someone Gets Me Facebook group. Or for more information on my services and additional episodes, visit someonegetsme.com. Again, thanks for listening.